Morning Crossfire on 99.3 Nigeria Info.
7 minutes past the hour, we're live, we're back on the Morning Crossfire last hour. Before we get into our conversation this morning, the roundtable is back. We have the roundtable twice every year, one in June, one in December. The roundtable is where you have all of Nigeria's OAPs in the studio at the same time. And we look at the big issues in the polity for three solid hours. It's happening next Monday, 9 a.m. all the way to 12 p.m. Do join us then. It promises to be really, really interesting. Do join us. All right, I'm Sheriff Quadri. We're live on Facebook and on YouTube right now. Nigeria Info 99.3 is how you can watch. You can listen live from our website as well, nigeriainfo.fm. That's our website. If you don't have our app yet, go get our app. Something big is coming in January, so you want to be part of it, all right? If you have our app already, share it with your loved ones so that they can listen into Nigeria Info from anywhere. Now, we're going to further our conversation on cultism in secondary schools. Mayowa Balogun is here. He's an anti-cultism advocate. He joins me live in the studio this morning. Mayowa, good morning to you.
Mr. Cheru, good morning, sir.
It's good to have you here.
Same here.
I'm going to quickly, let's dig in. I want to hear your thoughts. I know that you've been here before and we discussed the same issue. And it was quite alarming what we talked about then. And what we talked about then is playing out, has been playing out every day. But the issue of Dowen College, I have heard stories about it was a matter of cultism. It was another angle said that it was bullying. What's your position about what exactly or what could have happened there?
All right. First of all, I want to say good morning, Lagos. I'm very sorry I couldn't meet up on Monday. I tried all I could, but you know your Lagos traffic.
Lagos now. Happened to you.
So I'm glad I'm here this morning. If I will call Mr. Sheriff a prophet, maybe I may be right.
Okay.
Somehow.
Okay.
You know, I'm saying that because when you look at some of the what I love the songs that Fela sang many years ago.
Okay.
And you look at the present issue in Nigeria now. Mm-hmm. So if you are calling me a musical prophet, we're having some things to hold on to. Mm. Just weeks ago, we were here discussing cultism in secondary school.
That's right.
And just today, or at the moment in the country, look at what is happening. It's just as if we saw what will happen and we're like, let's quickly come against this. This Dowen College case, there is an aspect of bullying.
Okay.
And there is an aspect of cultism. But it's just that we are focusing more on the bullying aspect of it, which I understand people's plight. But let's look at this. When we even talk about bullying, what's the concept of bullying? Bullying has to do with the use of force. It has to do with the use of you coerce someone. It share lines with you hurting another person. Threat, abuse, aggressive domination, and intimidation. These are the concepts of bullying. And when we go back to the concept of cultism,
right,
this is the same thing.
The same thing.
Cultism shares uses force. It enables force on someone. You threaten, you intimidate, you coerce. So when people are focusing on the bullying aspect of it, I'm focusing on the bullying aspect and the cultism aspect. I'm of the strong opinion that what happened to that boy is not just bullying. And when you check the concept of bullying very well, it's a kind of behavior that often repeats itself. It's kind of habitual.
Okay.
And that is cultism. You don't do it in a day and you just stop. It's something that becomes part of someone. And when we follow this story very well, and the ones that are coming up, we've seen people coming up to say that that is not the first happening in the school. So it has been happening.
I read an account of a mother who said the same thing, well, almost the same thing happened to her son, where these seniors came at the same college, by the way. These boys came in, the usual name, the usual suspects came in, switched off the light, did the same thing, except that they didn't feed that one with some chemicals to drink. Does that imply that, you know, they were trying, or they've been trying to initiate a couple of the juniors in that school? Like, cultism is really thriving in that school. It's just simply bullying. I mean, it could be.
With the look of things, I wouldn't want to see it as just being bullying.
Okay.
This has been happening in this school. The truth is, last week I posted something on my Facebook.
Okay.
Private schools, missionary schools, they don't want to agree. They don't want to submit. They don't want to believe that there is every presence of cultism in their school. They just believe that when we are talking about cultism, you are referring to public schools. That's not true. What is happening in this Dowen College? This is not just bullying. These are the traits of cultism. These are attributes. These are the things we see in cultists. And are we going to say that there is no cultism activities in this school? A school whereby some boys will come together at night to go to the hostel of the junior ones, beat them. I don't know how true this account is, but I read that the boy was at the time locked in a cupboard for 2 days. He was beaten. This will not be ordinary bullying. Those boys were under an influence, which could be alcohol or any other stuff. What was given to Sylvester? What kind of substance was given to that boy? That makes me to just this can't be a bullying.
Let's talk about cultism in secondary school. How bad is, I mean, you work in this, your organization work in this space quite a lot. How bad is the situation?
The situation is even worse now. What was in sense that it's like we align the children to just anything you want to do, just do it. Maybe we don't have enough ends again in our secondary schools. Maybe teachers don't care again. Maybe we don't have counselors in these schools again. Cultism is very much available in our schools, and it's becoming so serious. I read an account of a story that happened in Delta.
Okay.
I think a boy or so that beat the teacher. That's a funny thing. In a particular school in Edo State, corps members were sent to the school. Towards the closing, they were going home. Some SS3 students were smoking, and they blew the smoke on the faces of these corps members. So the following day, they came to the staff room and they were like, see what happened yesterday. I had to pick up the case personally. This is rubbish. SS3 doing this kind of thing.
SS3 students smoking.
Smoking. This is rubbish.
And they now blew the smoke in the face of core members.
I'm telling
who
you. Who were teaching them. So you got to a stage and the core members are like, this is terrible. So that's just some years ago. And now it becoming rampant every day.
How do we get, how did cultism get into, do you have an idea really? Because it used to be in tertiary institutions. Tertiary institutions have been taking strong stance against cultism, you know, on campuses and everything. How did it get to secondary school level?
One, some of those students that were rusticated from school, some of them have accesses to these secondary schools.
How?
And you agree with me that most of our secondary schools don't even have fences.
Yes.
You know, I said the last time I came here, they don't have fences. Anybody could walk into a secondary school. Virtually every secondary school in this country, they have school too. Some call it illegal. No fence. Student gathers there. Some of these persons go to this place and talk to the student. And the modern one now is even, you know, everybody uses phone now. This rain have access to phones. And that's another way. And I should also say this. Some COP members that were into cultism in school.
In school? That in the university?
In the university. That were sent to secondary school.
To
some
teach.
Of them will not teach. They are not teachers. They are cheaters. Some of them do influence these children. They have ways of manipulating them.
Have you interacted with any secondary school pupil before who told you that either he or she was a cultist or he or she would like to be a cultist?
Ah, very well. 2011, in a school where I had my TP, teaching practice.
Right.
SS2. That's the boy that woke up to me and said that, "Uncle, I would like to become a cultist when I get to university." And I was like, "Are you all right? Do you know what you're actually saying?" And saying he knows what he's saying. He has been seeing it. Some of his brothers, they are into the line. So he's having the impression that this is a good thing. And I know many that even they do send me messages on Facebook.
Okay.
This is the issue. You know that cultist possession, they don't hide it. For example, when Dagrin died some years ago, a particular cult group in this Lagos, they did the procession for him. In Benin, I have witnessed like 2-3 cult processions. These processions, you will see them putting on their regalias, very beautiful and colorful. They take pictures of all these things. They do send it to our children. They will send it to them. They will never show them the hard thing. Only those beautiful stuff that they show to them. Of course, any child that will see the procession of Ajax men or the Buccaneers, no, any child that sees such procession will love it. Without knowing what is underneath.
What is really involved.
It's just,
that's what
just,
it entails.
They will just fall for it. And our YouTube of a thing, all those things are there.
So, well, even on YouTube.
On YouTube. So these are the ways that make autism to have stand in our secondary school.
I'm going to go to the telephone now and hear a couple of Lagos. If you've got experience before, if you've been involved before, if you want to be anonymous, please talk to us. If you're a teacher, most especially, please talk to us. If you're facing these challenges with your pupils, your students, please talk to us as well. We'll take just a few calls before the break. We're discussing cultism in our secondary schools this morning. 0700-993-993-993 and 01465-7190, female only line. 8:21 is time. We've got about 3 minutes to have this conversation. Good morning to you. Good morning.
Good morning. Yeah, Mr. Sherry. Good
yes.
morning.
Good morning to you.
I want to remain anonymous.
That's fine. Please turn off your radio. Thank you.
Yes, I'm a retired teacher.
Yes, ma'am.
From Lagos State Government.
Yes, ma'am.
We're talking of cultism in secondary school.
Right.
It's in every secondary school.
Okay.
Some of these children are introduced into cultism by their parents. That is why you see some small girls carrying calabash, wearing white clothes on the road. Because they are used to it and they learned it from their parents, they come to school to initiate it. Some time ago, like 2 years ago, we started identifying a particular mark under their jaw, a particular mark just from under the jaw down, black, and we rounded them up. And they happen to be a group of cult members. Lagos State got involved. And I can't remember how they resolved it. So some of them came from their houses with it. And when you identify them and try to discipline them, you see these same parents coming to intervene, you know, threatening to deal with the teacher who will disturb their child. So we have a lot to do. We have a lot to do from homes. From homes. Government need to create a level of awareness letting these children know the implication and the dangers in cultism.
Right.
Because some of them just see it as just a cultural thing without knowing exactly what lies under it.
That's right.
And as they grow up, they will continue with it. Sheriff, I also met a police officer.
Okay.
Yeah, police officer. Mm-hmm. Who said he goes to university to introduce cultism. Unfortunately, and I remember I told him years ago when he said that thing, that this thing you have just said leaves much to desire. Today, his first son, he took him to the East to do secondary education.
Mm-hmm.
The child never finished one semester in the school. Right now, he's into different cultism outside the school, doing Yahoo Yahoo. And when some time ago when I saw the man, I told him that don't just feel bad. What goes around comes around. So parents too are part of it. They are to blame. Government need to create awareness. Let there be like a tax force, a counseling unit that will go school to school, advising these children.
Right.
So parents too should do their own from their homes. Thank you and God bless you.
Thank you so much. Very, very valid call that you put through, ma'am. Thank you so much. Thank you. Maiwa, there you go. I mean, you said it. You mentioned it earlier about how bad the situation is. I just didn't realize. But I knew we're going to get some first-hand account from our listeners, you know, out there. But we'll take a very short break. When we return from this break, we'll probably take some messages, then we'll go on a bit longer break. All right, stay with us here on Nigeria Info 99.3. Welcome back to Crossfire. I'm going to take this short message here before a longer break. This person says, let us bear in mind that children are fast learners. They see gang killings and politics in our communities. All right, that's Lemmy from Satellite. Break time. I'll be back.
You are listening to your number one station.
One more time, a big, big, big apology for the long ads. Trust me, we are not happy about it because we are caught in the middle of the entire thing. We would not like to lose you as a listener. Would not like to lose business because we need business to run the station to make sure that you get the best from us. So We hope that you would understand. But things will stabilize. It will stabilize very soon. Then we can have our time back and we can engage with you some more. Please bear with us this season. It's the season. So please, I beg you, please bear with us. Thank you. I'm Sheriff Quadri. It's the Morning Crossfire. We've got about 4 more minutes to go. I'm seeing all the messages that you've sent in on Facebook and on YouTube, on WhatsApp. Experiences that you've had as a core member, as a teacher. I'm seeing everything. And I wish I could read it. But Maiwa Balogun, an anti-cultism advocate, is in the studio with me this morning. Maiwa, because we have a very limited time, let's talk solution. Are these kids? I mean, you said something during the break that if only we could hear from our kids, our children, to speak out freely as to their experience in our schools. You said some parents would weep. Some parents will cry for days and they will be inconsolable when they hear what their children have been going through, or when they hear things that their children have done or have been doing in the name of cultism and bullying. Are these our children redeemable? Can we still help them, or is it too late?
Thank you once again, Mr. Sheriff. The truth is, we can still redeem them. That's the simple truth.
Okay.
We just have to follow some processes like that, and it will be done. The situation on ground is a very sorry case. Okay. And just like I said, if we do Sorosoke in our secondary schools, tell the children that don't worry, you are safe, just speak up. Parents will cry. Now, what are the solutions that we can actually pick up?
Yeah.
You see, I would not want to submit to we have counseling unit in our school. Did you forget those? Most of those counseling units in this school, they are not functioning. They just have the structure, they just have the office. Nothing relevant is coming up from there. We need counseling units in our secondary schools. And you see, this counseling unit, they will have to be very relevant, sensitive, and psychologically sound with these children. We are not talking
They will have to be part of their everyday life.
Every day. It's not all those counselors that goes to school once in 5 days and say they are counselor of a school. No. Like my organization now, we have our own policy that can help secondary schools, teachers, parents. These policies, it's just for them to engage us.
Okay.
We come to the school, we talk to the teachers, we give them tips. We talk to the students. The one they want, they tell us. If the teacher's package, we do that for them. If it is student package, we do that for them. These policies will help them. The counselors don't know all these things. No, they don't know them. Theirs is just to go to school and dress well. No. It's more than that. So this policy, let me give you just one.
Give me.
To the public. Just imagine the situation whereby these children are being grouped into sections. Not class by class stuff now. Into sections. And grouping them into sections, we are having teacher monitoring each of them.
Okay.
Just like what we call cells or house fellowship. Okay. Just that kind of thing. Yeah. You know, in a large congregation, that is what they do. We can do this in a secondary school as well. Let's group these children into cells. A teacher to like 20 or 30 students. The teacher will have the names of all these children. The teacher will know the in and out of all these children. And the teacher directly will be giving reports to the head of the school. Some schools already are doing this.
Okay.
At our own advice, at our own suggestion.
Okay.
And it's working for them. It will just, they just have to apply. You can apply play away method. You can apply so many methods to be with these children.
I really honestly wish that we can go on and on and on. It seems like we have a lot of stuff to unveil, but how can people find you online quickly?
Okay, Balogunmayowa Samuel.
Balogunmayowa Samuel.
Facebook.
On Facebook.
Yes.
Balogunmayowa Samuel.
Yes.
All right. Please reach out to him if you would like to reach out to Mayowa to help you and your school and your children. Mayowa, thank you so much for coming.
Thank you very much.
I'm Sheriff Kodri. That's our show. Daily Digest with Jimmy Lisu is next. Good morning to you.
More conversation.
99.3 Nigeria Info. We are more than just radio. Subscribe to our YouTube channel at Nigeria Info FM. Check us out on Facebook at Nigeria Info 99.3. Follow us on Twitter at Nigeria Info FM and on Instagram at Nigeria Info FM Lagos for live updates as it happens. 99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk.